According to the author David Brooks, most changemakers' lives follow a two-mountain shape. You get out of school, start a career, and begin climbing the mountain you think you are meant to climb. To be a success, to make your mark, to experience personal happiness. But guess what? When you get to the top of that mountain, something happens. You look around and you realize this is not your mountain after all. When we come to the realization, we start on a new journey towards our second mountain, advocating for social justice and protecting the environment. These days, the new generation doesn't want to wait to get to their first mountain. They are eager to start their second mountain ascent right away. I see it in so many of my guests on the podcast, like Bojan Slat, who was only 14 years old when he had his wake-up moment scuba diving in Greece.
And I was hoping to see all these beautiful things underwater, and instead I looked around me and saw more plastic bags than fish. Yeah, I was quite disappointed by that, but rather than sitting around and feeling sad about it, my engineering mind just quickly went to, okay, so how do we solve this, right? How do we fix this?
Today, Bojan's the founder and CEO of the Ocean Cleanup, a non-profit organization developing and scaling technologies to rid the world's oceans of plastic.
Having an idea and then seeing that become reality, there's no better feeling in the world than that.
I have had the privilege of speaking to some of the world's most inspiring leaders on the podcast who have climbed these second mountains. So, how can you do it? First, you need to grow your social and environmental consciousness. Learn more about the issues and challenges that affect your local and global community. Read books, articles, blogs, podcasts, documentaries on topics like climate change, biodiversity, pollution, or social justice.
As I became more exposed to the world, I became really fascinated by a fundamental question that I think a lot of African Americans ask. Why don't people like me matter?
Cheryl Dorsey's commitment to social justice started back in the early 90s after she read an article in a local paper that looked at the rate that black babies were dying in her city, Boston, relative to their white counterparts.
And the rate was a 3-to-1 disparity.
3-to-1. Wow.
3-to-1, Jean-Philippe. And that seemed unconscionable to me.
Seeing the issue as her problem gave Cheryl a clarity of purpose. A trainee doctor at the time, Cheryl set up a mobile health unit serving the community. When we find our purpose and live with it, we can make a difference for those around us and change the world for the better.
What is that thing you will bleed for, the hill you will die on? And for me, it was looking at women who could have been my sister, my cousin, my best friend, and thinking of what might it mean to have to bury your baby. I couldn't turn away from it.
Take responsibility for your actions. Find out how much you consume, waste, and emit. And by the way, corporations can and should do the same.
You have to understand what your impacts are. And those impacts go well beyond your doors.
Vincent Stanley has been with Patagonia on and off since his beginning in 1973.
Patagonia owns no factories. We're not responsible for the dyes that are put into the products technically. We're not responsible for the labor practices technically. But over the years, we've come to accept responsibility for everything that goes into the product that has a Patagonia label on it. And then the second is to act. Simply stop doing what you can stop doing that hurts people and that hurts the world. And then share what you learn, because it gives people courage. And they say, well, okay, well, they can do that. We can do that too. That's possible.
To build a business consistent with your values, be open about your practices and hold the company accountable for its actions through regular reporting and assessment. And don't be afraid of the constraints that come with reducing your environmental footprint or promoting an ethical supply chain.
Those constraints have led to innovation, both in products and in business practices that then become the model that differentiates us from competitors, that all of our stakeholders identify with, our customers, our employees, our suppliers.
And remember, whenever you see a successful business, someone once made a courageous decision. You can find my full conversation with Vincent Stanley in the archive. And for more practical tips from purpose-led corporate leaders, I can suggest listening to the episode with Paul Polman and the one with Jesper Brodin, IKEA's CEO. I'm Jean-Philippe Courtois. That was lesson 7 of the 9 powers of positive leadership. I hope listening to this lesson has helped you and moves you forward to make a positive impact. If so, then please do leave us a comment, or even better, a 5-star rating. And if you'd like more practical advice, then head to my LinkedIn page to sign up for my monthly newsletter, Positive Leadership and You. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.